Watch Angel Mom Tells Congress, My Daughter Is Dead Due to Open Borders. By John Binder on May 23, 2023. Angel Mom Tammy Noble says her daughter, 20-year-old Kayla Marie Hamilton, would be alive today if not for open borders that allowed an illegal alien MS-13 gang member to be released into the United States months before allegedly murdering Hamilton. Hamilton was strangled to death and raped in July 2022. Allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who had recently been released into the U.S. Interior as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC. In January, the illegal alien suspect was arrested and charged with Hamilton's murder. During testimony before the House Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement, Noble said her daughter is dead as a result of open borders. As the illegal alien suspect was able to be resettled as a UAC in Maryland by the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, despite his prior criminal record in El Salvador and gang tattoos. This could have been anyone's daughter, Nobles told lawmakers. Kayla wasn't doing anything wrong and she didn't deserve to be murdered. I don't want any other parent to live the nightmare that I am living. I'm her voice now and I'm going to fight with everything I have to bring awareness to the issue at the border. I will make sure her memory lives on. Emphasis added. Murder is already taboo. But then you mention MS-13 and nobody wants to touch it. Nothing will change if nobody talks about the problem. The United States government has to properly secure our border and we need to vet all border crossers. The government could have placed a phone call to authorities in El Salvador and found out that he was a gang member, but they didn't. If we had stricter border policies, my daughter would still be alive today. Nothing will bring my daughter back. Emphasis added. An inquiry launched by Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Tom McClintock, RCA, revealed on Tuesday that Hamilton's accused killer first arrived at the border in March 2022, claiming to be fleeing gang violence in his native El Salvador. In actuality, the illegal alien suspect was affiliated with the MS-13 gang in El Salvador and had a prior arrest for the affiliation. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and HHS did not bother to contact El Salvador police to gather such information, the inquiry report states. After being placed in HHS custody as a UAC, the illegal alien suspect was placed with an adult sponsor, who he claimed was his aunt, in Maryland in May 2022. Only 2 months later, the suspect allegedly murdered Hamilton and raped her. Local police didn't have enough evidence to arrest the murderer, so Child Protective Services took him into custody and placed him in an unsecured home with other children. Even knowing that he was the main suspect in a premeditated murder case, Nobles said in testimony. When he was arrested for Kayla's murder, he laughed and smirked, she continued. Since Biden took office in late January 2021, more than 5.5 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been encountered at the border, millions of which have been released into the U.S. interior. Another 1.5 million illegal aliens have successfully crossed the border, undetected by Border Patrol. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.